feature of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently minus 4 degrees and gray at Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Justin Langan.
And I'm Jen Sesko.
And here are your headlines. Two Air Canada pilots killed in a plane crash. Bill 21 hearings starting today at the Supreme Court. And Concordia students are frustrated with registration.
Two pilots were killed after an Air Canada plane hit a rescue and firefighting vehicle at LaGuardia Airport in New York last night. The flight was carrying 72 passengers and four crew members from Montreal to New York. 41 passengers and crew were taken to the hospital. 9 remain there. All planes are grounded at the airport and all flights are canceled till further notice. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the collision. Hearings get underway today at the Supreme Court of Canada over Quebec's Bill 21. Canada's top court will decide the legitimacy of Quebec's use of the notwithstanding clause to bypass charter rights. The law, adopted in 2019, bans certain public workers, including teachers, from wearing religious symbols at work. It has faced multiple legal challenges, including from the English Montreal School Board. The court will hear arguments from 61 parties, many of whom argue the clause violates fundamental rights, including freedom of religion. The ruling could have wider implications for similar legislation, including Bill 94, which expands the ban to more people in schools. Even if struck down, Quebec could invoke the notwithstanding clause again to maintain the law.
We're nearing the end of the winter semester. This means that most students have registered or tried to register for their courses for the next academic year. But some are complaining about failing to secure spots in some classes. But what is being done to resolve this issue? Nicole Selsel reports.
Many Concordia students have expressed frustration with the state of the course registration for next year. Eric Arsenault is a second-year communication student. He has been frustrated with the school's website. He's finding that the number of people registered in a class can be inaccurate.
In communications, you have to take certain classes, right? And in your second, you have to take like 200-300 level comms classes that I wasn't able to land in my second year. So I haven't done any of the required second year comms classes. So now I have to take those in my third year. And I'm hella pissed about those because the department didn't make enough room.
Kathleen Gustin is the Journalism Department's undergraduate program assistant. She says they are trying their best to open up more spots for students, but there are a number of issues that led to problems with course registration.
With the government cuts, we had to slash a lot of courses and a lot of sections of courses, so everyone is being squeezed into the existing courses, and also a lot of the part-time professors were not allowed to rehire them.
Lustine also emphasized that students should register and stay on a wait list.
I actually have quite a few students who tell me, I want to get into the class, but then I look, they're not on the wait list. If I don't have the student on the wait list, I don't have proof that I can bring to the higher-ups in the administration to tell them, look, this student wants to get into this class.
Lustine also says that they're hoping to open more spots for courses this week. So that is something journalism students can look out for. For Concordia News, I'm Nicole Selsel.
The stock market keeps trending down due to the U.S. war on Iran. The U.S. Federal Reserve could cut interest rates that will spike inflation. The S&P 500 is a stock that represents 70% of the Canadian markets. Drops in the S&P 500 composite index have been significant. Traders and stock market experts will keep a close eye on the rest of the week.
Construction season is getting underway across Montreal, bringing with it road closures, detours, and the return of what many call orange cone season. Reporter Lucarla Hervé-Bazin joins us live with more. Lucarla?
Jeanne, good morning. You can probably hear it behind me. Constant construction noise here with jackhammers, trucks, and crews spread out at the intersection of Guy Street and St. Catherine Street near Concordia's downtown campus. Traffic here is moving slowly with cones lining the streets and drivers navigating tight lanes and detours. For many commuters, it's a familiar frustration with daily routines being disrupted by longer commutes and constant detours. One pedestrian I spoke with, Yasmin W., says the construction is affecting how she gets to campus.
So it's really hard to find a parking drop me nearby. So I have to like them to drop me by the hot water or something. So like 10 more minutes extra walking. So it's really terrible. Like I have to get up like 10 minutes earlier.
The city says the work is necessary to repair aging infrastructure and improve road conditions, but that also means months of disruption ahead. And while it may only be the start of its season, for many people here, it already feels like construction is in full swing. Jeanne?
The famous K-pop group BTS is back with a new album. The boy band was on a long break due to mandatory military service in South Korea. Their fan base is called The Army and can be found everywhere in the world. And Montreal is no exception. Reporter Elisa Barretis has more.
K-pop group BTS' new album just came out 3 days ago. It has been 4 years since the group did a project together. Divine Bodo is a fan that has been waiting for this comeback. She says she is a longtime fan and she was closely watching their work and the updates from the group. As a longtime fan, Bodo says there might be some stigma over K-pop, but she's convinced people should try listening to it as it can be surprising. Alicia Duvan-Won is the team leader of Montreal's BTS fan club. She says K-pop is a great way to gather people.
I freaking love the Montreal Army community. It is extremely diverse. We get to meet people from all walks of life, all ages.
Duvan-Won says BTS influence is worldwide, which helps connect armies from all around the world.
People who are new to Canada or new to Montreal, who are from all over the world and just moved here, they don't really have friends yet. And the first thing they think about is, oh, I'm probably going to make friends in the army community.
On Saturday, BTS launched its world tour with a free concert in South Korea that was broadcast on Netflix. They will not have a concert in Montreal, but will be in Toronto in August. To celebrate BTS comeback, Montreal BTS fan club will host an event this Saturday at College Ahuntsic. Elisa Barretis, Concordia News.
The Montreal Canadiens maintain third place in their division playoff spot. They have 86 points with 13 games remaining with a tough schedule ahead. 9 of the 13 games left are between teams fighting for a spot in the playoffs. Montreal holds a 1-point lead on their division rivals, the Boston Bruins. The two teams will not be playing each other again. Habs fans hope that the good weather is not the only thing happening next month, as playoffs start on April 18th.
Looking ahead to the next week, it is a snowy start of spring with temperatures staying in the negative. That's your news to 11:45. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Jeanne Sesco.
And I'm Justin Langan.